This is the Joseph Conrad. Originally named the Georg Stage, the Conrad was built in Copenhagen, Denmark as a training ship in 1882. The Conrad is just over 100 feet long and is made with iron plates instead of wood. This type of ship construction was common in the 1870s and 80s, before the lighter steel plates became affordable for shipbuilding. The Conrad has a low, black hull with fancy carved scrollwork on the bow, or front of the ship, and the figurehead is a likeness of the famous author, Joseph Conrad. Originally, the Conrad was designed to carry up to 80 cadets to sea for 6 months at a time. The students were usually between the ages of 14 and 17 and were training to be officers in the Merchant Marine. After a long career as a training vessel, the Conrad was eventually replaced by a larger and more modern vessel, the Georg Stage II. The Georg Stage II is still an operational training ship in Copenhagen today. The Australian author Alan Villiers purchased the ship in 1934, before it was sent to the scrapyard. Villiers renamed the vessel Joseph Conrad and set about putting together a crew of cadets for a round-the-world voyage. Villiers documented his trip in the book Cruise of the Conrad. After the voyage, Villiers sold the vessel to Huntington Hartford, who converted it to a private yacht. When you walk around the deck, you may notice small brass plates inlaid along the rails. These were added by Hartford. After using the Conrad as a yacht for several years, Hartford then donated the boat to the U.S. Merchant Marine to be used again as a training vessel during World War II. At the time, the U.S. was in desperate need of sailors to work the cargo ships carrying supplies and munitions to Europe and the Pacific. The Conrad served as the training ground for hundreds of these sailors who would eventually ship out to be an integral part of the war effort. In 1947, the vessel was no longer needed as a training ship, but was saved from the scrapyard once again by an act of Congress, which gifted the Joseph Conrad to Mystic Seaport Museum. The Conrad continues to house hundreds of students every year who visit the museum for overnight camps and sailing programs.